I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. The Pacific Northwest Farm Forum and Ag Expo is happening this week in Spokane, Washington. Creighton University Professor Emeritus Dr. Art Douglas gave the weather forecast for our listening audience's region.
Suddenly, a new El Nino is forming, and it popped up at the end of January. Water temperatures more than a degree and a half above normal in the region off Peru and Ecuador. In fact, there are some areas almost 2.5 degrees above normal, centigrade. Anytime we start cruising towards El Nino as we go into the spring and summer, it favors a ridge in the west and a trough in the midsection of the country. So to start with the Pacific Northwest, it means this long period of storminess that started in October and is still occurring is likely to transition then into high-pressure ridging, which means gradual warming and gradual drying in the Pacific Northwest spring through the summer. If we look in Colorado in terms of grains, they haven't had a lot of good moisture this year. They had some moisture in the fall. They've had some cold outbreaks that probably caused some winter kill. But overall, with a developing trough in the midsection of the country in the spring and summer, it looks like this portion of the country is going to get good moisture. And in the forecast I gave today, definitely a wet May all the way from Texas up to Nebraska.
The return of an El Nino following a 2-year mega El Nino has been a surprise. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.